Why does God love you? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. You know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Does that make me a religious fanatic for saying that? No, I mean, that's the hallmark of a Christian. Isn't that the faith we make? That Jesus is my personal Lord and Savior? That Jesus would have died if I was the only one who needed it to be saved? That Jesus died, rose from the dead to save me from my sins? Why? Because I'm using language like this? Does that make me a religious fanatic? Then guilty. But I'm fanatical about the right thing. Some people are fanatical about sports. Some people are fanatical about food. Some people are fanatical about some type of recreation. What's wrong with being fanatical about Jesus? Here's today's scripture. It comes from John chapter 3, that one little sentence, that one little verse, John 3:16. You've seen it often on television, draped over the wall of a ballpark, a baseball park, a football stadium. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Well, now you know why I asked the question at the beginning of the program. Why does God love you? God so loved the world. All right, now take the word world and put your name there. World sounds so impersonal. God so loved Kathy. God so loved Helen. God so loved Teresa. God so loved Sarah, Emily, Sophia. God so loved Scott. God so loved Mike. God so loved Joshua and Jason. Why? Why? It's a mystery, isn't it? Well, it begins with the fact that God doesn't make junk, right? God loves His creation. He created us because He loved us. You know, His love is not something we earn. You don't earn God's love. It's not a matter of saying something like this, well, I know God loves me, but if I do this, 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 and this, God will love me more. God can't love you anymore, and He won't love you any less. He loves you the way you are, not the way you should be. You know, He doesn't love you because you're good. You're good because He loves you. When I was in college, I acted, and we put off an off-Broadway hit named Gideon. You may have heard me tell you this before. Gideon is obviously one of the judges in the Old Testament. And Gideon, in this play, has his intimate relationship with Yahweh. And there's a scene in which Yahweh and Gideon all night long are in intimate conversation. And in the wee hours of the morning, Gideon says to Yahweh, Yahweh, why do you love me? And Yahweh says, no, I don't know, I don't know, Gideon, but sometimes love is unreasonable. Am I going to, on this radio program today, explain, give you all the reasons why God loves you? Make it perfectly clear? I can't do that. But I can tell you that God does. Because He created you. Because you're made in the image and likeness of God, even though sometimes we put these masks on, we put these layers of unlikeness. It's like peeling an onion to get to the real thing. What I'm asking for from you today is, one, that you believe God loves you, and secondly, that you respond. Faced with such unconditional love, how will you respond? You're going to say, well, I'm not worthy. Let's stop that. Will you stop it? Nobody's worthy. Are you going to respond by saying, now this is too good to be true. I don't believe it. You know, we're all afraid that once God really gets to know us, He'll see our dark side. He'll see how we've given in to original sin, and God will find us disgusting. God knows us better than we know ourselves. What does Psalm 139 say? Lord, you probe me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You scrutinize my thoughts from afar. With my every way you are familiar. So if you think you can hide anything from God, no. No, you can't. So God loves you despite all your faults and failings. You don't have to be scrupulous trying to be perfect, trying to make sure you never make a mistake. Because if you make one mistake, God will quit loving you. God can't quit loving you. God will not quit loving you. Are you afraid I'm setting you up for hurt? I mean, that's how convoluted our thinking can become. You've seen movies, haven't you, or TV shows, where a person who has never really been loved, a person who's been abused, a person who might be a prostitute. I mean, this is a common theme, where they have become very hardened, very hardened. And then somebody comes into their life and wants to love them unconditionally. And what happens? Number one, they don't want to take the risk. Number two, they think the person is really has ulterior motives. And so the way the movie or the program unfolds is the person who's been terribly hurt growing up, abused, has this love-hate relationship with the person who's trying to love them unconditionally. And sometimes hurts them or robs them or gets the other person in trouble. Or they become furious at the person and they scream, no, you can't love me. No, you don't love me. Don't lie to me. Is that what you take into your relationship with God? Have you been so profoundly wounded that you can't possibly believe God loves you? You're going to keep God away in an arm's distance? You're getting angry at me just the way I'm talking on the program today? I am sorry. I am sorry if you haven't experienced much love in your life. But I'm telling you right now, God loves you unconditionally. And He would like a response. Like responsibility, able to respond. Yeah, that kind of love does call for some type of responsibility on our part. How do I respond to a God who's totally other? Well, He showed us how to do it. We keep the commandments. We live the Beatitudes. We live the Golden Rule. We pray. We're kind. We're loving. Loving. It always comes to loving, doesn't it? Because the more we love, the more we imitate God. Because God is love. I challenge you. This Friday, I challenge you to let God love you. And I say to you, you don't have to figure it out. You just got to let it happen. Once and for all, let go of this worthiness problem. Nobody's worthy. Loves us. It's free. It's superfluous. The word superfluous means it's overflowing. The love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, it's just so dynamic. It's overflowing. It creates this world. It creates us. Made in the image and likeness of God, we're told. Take the risk, okay? Let it happen. Just say thank you. Just say, here I am, Lord. I'm available. I'm available for the way you want to love me. I'm available for the way you want to use me. I'm available for the way you want to work miracles in and through me. I'm available, God. I'm available to make your love real to other people. Help me to be the way without getting in the way. Let everything I say and do mirror the presence of God in my life. The presence of a loving God in my faith, in my life. A God who will never abandon me. A God who will never give up on me. A God who will forgive me more than 70 times 7. A God who will use me powerfully if I'm like the clay in the potter's hands. Yeah, why does God love you? Because God's God. Because of God's love. Our prayer partners today, please pray with people who have AIDS. It's a frightening disease, isn't it? It often comes with tremendous stigmas. Pray for them. Ask God to bless them. Today's food for thought comes from a woman named Rita Mae Brown. She writes, "The reward for conformity was that everyone liked you except yourself." Isn't that clever? If you want to just conform, you might get everybody else to like you, but you're not going to like yourself. How true. Let me see if I can make you smile or laugh. This was sent in by a man to Reader's Digest. "When a car blew past a stop sign at a busy intersection, my uncle, a Mississippi State Trooper, gave chase and pulled the driver over. 'Didn't you see the stop sign back there?' my uncle asked. 'Yeah, I saw it,' admitted the driver. 'The problem is I didn't see you.'" I like that. "Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Why would you contact me? So I can hear from you and know that the people actually listen to the radio program. You can send me your prayer intentions. I'll storm heaven with you and for you. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for it. It tells you where I'm preaching in case you'd ever like to, see me in person. You can send me some financial support. Folks, I have this hospital for the very poor and sick way down south in Oaxaca, Mexico. It's 320 miles southeast of Mexico City. The people there are so poor. 25% of them are illiterate. The poverty is hard to describe. Could you give me a gift? Could you take the risk and write a nice check knowing that God cannot be outdone in generosity? Make it out to TASH, Tash, Inc. Send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee, God of